host, I'm Pip Rasmussen. Depending when and how you listen to the show, it either is or was or very soon will be International Women's Day, which is celebrated on March 8 every year. It's a good day to reflect on where we are, how far we've come and how far we have to go. On today's show, we take a look into our own backyard. Emma Noble heads into the offices and studios of all kinds of radio stations to ask, why don't we hear more female voices on air? Maybe it's our vocal fry. Probably not. It's more complicated than that.
There seems to be this notion that having female broadcasters is some sort of ratings risk.
I cannot believe you've put a woman on the radio like this. You know that women get their periods and therefore they can't make as much sense as men can, and you've made a massive mistake and you'll lose me as a listener.
Women don't want to hear other women on air.
As a middle-class white female, it's pretty shocking that on certain commercial stations I can't hear someone who's like me.
There are a number of theories about why we don't hear more female broadcasters on Australian radio. Men still dominate the airwaves, particularly the major breakfast and drive time shifts. But what no one can say for certain is why, and that's cause for concern. As someone who wants to work in radio, I started to wonder if there would ever be room for me on the airwaves. So I think asking why is a good place to start. Why don't we hear more women on the radio?
The history for women in radio has been, their voices are too shrill, they're too high, they're not low enough, they're not this, they're not that.
Dr. Louise North, a senior research fellow at Deakin University and author of The Gendered Newsroom, studied the experiences of over 500 female journalists in 2012.
The other thing about the news media is that it is quite good at shining the light on gender inequity in other occupations. I've read a lot in mainstream media about law, for example, being typically male-dominated, and the issues for women who work in law. But it just fails to look at its own patch. It will not shine the light on the problem that it has itself.
In your research, how have you found the relationship between gender and the newsroom has changed?
Very little, actually, over time, and I've been doing this since the early 2000s. The first significant work on gender and newsroom culture, and really trying to understand what women experienced in the newsroom in Australia, was done by the industry union, actually, the MEAA, and the International Federation of Journalists. And that was an important sort of benchmark study, but it was done a long time ago. And I think my study in 2012 really just solidifies that very little has changed in the industry. I've argued for a long time that there is a systemic gender inequality for women who work in journalism across all platforms, and that the industry has been loath to sort of really look very closely at it as a problem that needs to be addressed.
Louise North's research looked at the experiences of women across all news media platforms, but to get a sense of the gender imbalance on air, I had to talk to people in the industry. There are three types of radio in Australia. Public radio, like the ABC, commercial, like 3AW, and community radio, like Triple R. I decided to start with our public broadcaster, the ABC.
John Fain. On radio, online, and on digital.
My name's John Fain. I present the morning show on 774 ABC Melbourne.
In your time on radio, how have you seen gender diversity on air improve or change?
You can argue it any way you like. You can say it's gone forward. You can say it's gone backwards. When I started in 1989, 25 years ago, there were in fact more women on air on my radio station than we have in the lineup now. On the other hand, I'd say that even though there are fewer women presenters in the initial lineup, the content is probably much more diverse than it would have been 25 years ago. And I'd actually say I'd probably put this down to being a bit of a blip. Overall, it's the trend line actually is in the other direction. And it's just because there's some recalcitrant, rusted on old bastards like me who won't go away. And when people like me do finally decide, oh, for goodness sake, get over it, go away, I wouldn't be in the slightest bit surprised if it was a priority for the ABC to fill key slots with women presenters.
I don't feel that there are barriers as a woman to being on air. I feel like the barriers are pretty much the same for everyone.
Hilary Harper presents the Saturday Breakfast and Morning program on ABC 774.
And it's not to say that there aren't women with great skills out there, but I think, you know, we've got John Fain, who's been here forever. Red Simons and Richard Stubbs have been around for a very long time.
The longevity of radio presenters is something that came up quite a lot. Once someone's on air, they tend to stick around.
In terms of my own experience, I find that 774, I mean, probably about two-thirds of the staff are women. Like the producers who make a lot of the decisions about what goes on air are women. The management, our station manager is a woman. A lot of our content director has been a woman for half the time I've been here. So there are a lot of women, and the higher up the hierarchy in the ABC, many, many women are in charge of shaping the sound of the network. There are a lot of women in sport on the ABC. There are a lot of women in the newsroom. So, you know, there are a lot of women across the general landscape of on air at 774. I know the daytime broadcasters are mainly men, but Lindy Burns replaced a man on evenings. And, you know, there's me on Saturdays and there's Libby Gore on Sundays. So hopefully we provide different voices across the week. I mean, I've often wondered whether it's partly about family and caring commitments impacting differently on women. But again, that is hard to say because from my point of view, 774 have been very accommodating for me. Like, I've got a child and another one on the way. So
congratulations.
Thank you. They've been really good across my journey in accommodating a lot of different leave and commitments that I've had. And providing flexible work hours and solutions like job sharing, things like that. But, you know, maybe it's different if you're looking at committing to a weekday daytime show. I mean, you can't not turn up for drive half the week if you've got kids, things like that.
Juggling the competing demands of work and childcare was an issue with both male and female broadcasters. But Louise North found a number of journalists opt out of having children altogether.
Three quarters of the people that took the survey, remember there was 577 women, are childless. And so when you think about journalism, you think about the women that are in it, and 75% are childless, what that says is that journalism and child caring are incompatible.
It's not much understood, but doing jobs like the one I do, it's not a job, it's a lifestyle. It requires, it's intense. I'm not asking anyone to feel sorry for me. I choose to do it, but I just want people to understand what it involves. And not everyone wants to live their life like that, and I totally understand it. Now, how you fit that in with being, for instance, an active parent. It was terrible for me through my kids' growing up years. I was never there for breakfast and going to school. But I was often there, in fact, almost always there, for the school pickup because of my shift work. So that was great, and I got involved in kids' sports because I was the dad who wasn't at work. And I loved doing that. But you make compromises and sacrifices. Now, we've got increasingly flexible parenting arrangements, but two career families or women whose partners are not prepared to take the supportive role are going to struggle to meet the workload of jobs like this one. It's a genuine challenge. It's a really interesting issue and one that has to be addressed.
But not everyone has kids. And men and women both struggle with parenting and work commitments.
So why don't we hear more women on ABC 774?
I sometimes have a hunch that perhaps the men are just a bit more driven to get their voices on air, because there are a lot of women here, as you mentioned, and I'd mentioned before, in support roles. And it's, I mean, that sounds a bit naff, but what I mean is they're actually the power behind the throne. I mean, producers do most of the work. I speak from experience here.
The power behind the throne. I like that. And it's true, a lot of behind the scenes work goes into what we hear. But the presenters are the voice of the station. So, why isn't the ABC's diverse workplace reflected in who we hear?
Yes, I'm Kath Hurley and I'm the local content manager for the ABC in Victoria. So I manage 774 ABC Melbourne and Local Radio Victoria, which is the eight regional stations that we have across the state. There's been a huge increase in the number of women in the ABC, and we've got, you know, on the floor here at 774, We have a lot of women, particularly in production and reporting roles. There are a lot of women, you know, in the organisation across the board. In my role, for example, across the country, you know, there are more women in those roles than there are men. So in most of the states, those a lot of the programming decisions are now being taken by women. And that was very much not the case when I joined the ABC. It was all boys, and they were the ones that made the decision. And the organisation was a lot less collegiate too. The culture of the organisation was much tougher. There was no job sharing, so it was less family friendly, I suppose. So there were fewer women that were involved, and those that were involved, you know, needed to really commit to being part of the organisation.
How does management decide who goes on air?
Basically, it's the best person for the job on any particular occasion. So that's the main criteria. As part of our radio strategic plan, we also have a vision to increase the number of people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Also, the diversity of genders is also an issue for us, and we do strive to address that in our recruitment policies as well.
Why do we hear so few women on 774?
That's largely an historic thing at the moment. A lot of the people that are coming through the system now that are talented, that are in fill-in roles on the station, are the broadcasters of the future. But the broadcasters that we have at the moment have been there for a long time. They're very well loved and they do a great job. So it's about the right person at the right time. And I'm really pleased with the work that people like Zoe Daniel and Patricia Cavallis are doing for us on the station at the moment. And, of course, we have Libby Gore, who fills in for Red Simons in the breakfast shift, which is the most listened to shift on the radio station for large periods of time, for about 10 weeks of the year when Red Simons is on leave. So, you know, it is an issue that we're addressing when we can.
You're not going to get positive discrimination in the industry because the industry's, you know, this is too commercial in a sense. It's based on success. You're going to get the best person for the job all the time.
The decision there was probably about Raph Epstein being the best candidate for that job. They wanted someone with a journalism background for Drive.
Basically, it's the best person for the job.
I'm thinking about the best person for the job at all time. The person that's going to, if it's an on-air position, the person who's going to suit our audience, the person who's going to best represent what we normally provide to our audience, who might be a great new talent. But those are the things I'm thinking about, not do we need a male or a female for this.
Everyone agrees the best person for the job deserves the gig, and our broadcasters are incredibly talented. But when I looked at the permanent broadcasters from commercial, public and community radio, I found only a quarter of ABC 774 programs are presented by women. On commercial station 3AW, only 7% of the presenters are female. And on community station Triple R, just under 32% of the program presenters are women. It's enough to make you wonder why the best person for the job is so often a man, especially since 4 out of 5 journalism graduates are women and have been for quite some time.
Triple R Breakfast is Steve, Stu and Lauren, and we kicked off that bracket with the Wednesday experiment.
Triple R is a popular community radio station in Melbourne. I spoke with Chris Hatzis, he's the program manager at Triple R, and he says there are lots of women applying as volunteers at the station.
We've had like an extremely high involvement of women across the years of our existence, from, you know, managing the station all the way, you know, through to broadcasters and producers. We've always had quite a high ratio. When new broadcasters come to the station, the ratios are fairly even. And I think if you're any sort of serious community station, you need to reflect the community and who comes to you to broadcast. So And that, to me, understandably and logically means more women on the air. You know, we're always aware of when we're putting new programs together, if they contain a number of hosts, we always seem to be able to find good broadcasters of each of any gender. It's kind of a little bit easy for us, so it's not really an issue. But we are aware of it, and we do want to reflect the community as much as we can, since we are literally a community station.
Melbourne Zone, Triple R, 102.7. So my name's Elizabeth McCarthy, sitting opposite is Lou Irving. You're tuned to Multistory. A big thanks to Jeff Sparrow for the last 3 hours of Hullabaloo.
Elizabeth McCarthy is the talks producer and co-host of Multistoried, a program about narrative art and novels on Triple R. I asked about her experiences working in community radio.
I think that women generally don't feel confident speaking publicly in the same way that men do. And I've interviewed, you know, probably a few hundred people in the 14 years I've been involved in Triple R. And this happened again the other day, where we interviewed two people at once in the studio with me and my co-host on the show I'm doing at the moment. We interviewed a male writer and a female writer. And after the interview, the male writer said, "Oh, thank you, that was great." And afterwards, the female writer said, "Was I okay?" Now, this is what women tend to do after they've been interviewed. Was I okay? So, you know, that to me is like a self-conscious response.
You're listening to Breakfast with Ross Stevenson and John Burns.
23 minutes before 6 on a Monday morning.
Morning to you.
3AW is a Fairfax owned station in Melbourne. Commercial radio relies on ratings. Better ratings mean bigger profits with advertisers.
Caravans West. 3AW traffic. Even for tyre power. Until noon, this is Neil Mitchell.
Good morning. Now, I'm very uncomfortable about this.
Neil Mitchell, presenter, morning program, 3AW.
In your time working in radio, have you seen the involvement of women in radio change?
There have been far more women employed off-air, behind the scenes. More on-air, but not significantly more. But certainly the number of women working in production has increased massively.
And why do you think the number of women off-air and off-air roles have increased?
The number of women off-air have increased because they're generally better at the job than men. I have been employing trainees in journalism, both at The Age and The Herald for going back probably 30 years. And we always used to have to discriminate positively to hire men, because the women, particularly at school leaver or early graduate stage, were far better and far more valued as employees. And that continues here. Most of our staff, production staff, are young. The women tend to mature earlier and be more focused and committed to what they're doing. The boys, the men, the young men, are more likely to be either wanting to get their head on air or running around partying. That's why I hire women off air. I'm confused as to why we don't have more women on air. We don't have a positive discrimination policy, and nor should we. I don't think you can ever work that way in media to have positive discrimination. I think I've often thought there's a level of lunacy about being a radio presenter, doing your own program, that maybe women are too smart to adopt. There is, in my view, to do it well, you have to be focused 24/7. You've got to have almost nothing else in your life. You have to live that job. And that's not particularly good for anybody, for their health or their state of mind. And I think maybe women are too sensible to want to do it. There was a time years ago when there was a belief a woman wouldn't work on talk radio. Many years ago, now 20 years ago. I think that's gone. I think that's well and truly gone. There's plenty of examples where women do work on talk radio. So why aren't they there now? But why aren't there enough of them there now? I don't know. It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen. There was a perception that women, particularly older women, were more critical of other women than they were of men. I think there might have been some accuracy in that. I don't know if it's still a case, but it used to be the case that women, particularly older women, were pretty harsh judges when it came to other women. And so I think a management at one stage would have said, well, we're not going to put women on air because women won't like them.
There are no female presenters from Monday through to Friday on 3AW. No. Do you think that's a problem?
No, not necessarily. We've got the right people in the right job. It's a problem if we haven't got the right people in the right job. We've got, I think, most of our news readers are female. We have, I suspect, most of our reporters are female. Most of our producers are female, I know that. We have a lot of female presence on air, not that they have their own program. And I have Jane Holmes with me regularly through the morning doing television and other bits and pieces.
There's no woman presenting her own show on 3AW from Monday to Friday, but some women, like Jane Holmes, do make appearances. I approached the station content manager to see what she had to say.
Nicole Denton, content director at 3AW. Before my time in this role and my role as a producer, I saw people react and respond really negatively towards females at times, and particularly women. You would hear some really horrible things. Women would ring up and say some really horrible things about a female presenter or contributor. Basically saying that they shouldn't have a voice. So I have experienced that years ago. I think times have changed, and I'll give you an example. In April this year, we had Tom Elliott away on the Drive program, and I decided to put Sally Coburn, who's Dr. Feelgood, on as a fill-in Drive host for a week. Sally's been at the station for 20 years. She's got a talking health segment program, so she presents a health program. But I thought she was, again, using my criteria. She's familiar enough with the audience. She's highly intelligent and very familiar with the audience, and therefore able to communicate news of the day in addition to many other things that we ask of a Drive host. So we put her on, and I thought, we'll see how this goes because of this exact reason, this conversation around women on radio. And we had a lot of people saying they loved it, a few people saying they didn't like her, but not because they don't like her because she's a woman. They don't like what she was saying or what she was doing, which is the perfect kind of feedback. Any person we put on is going to have feedback that's negative because not everyone's going to agree with everything that everyone says. But the one example were the three women who rang this and spoke to the producers behind the scenes, and the one woman that rang directly and spoke to me. And the two that rang the producer just sort of said, get this silly lady off the radio. That was sort of their comment, and they were females. That was their comment. You know, I can't remember specifics, but, you know, it was critical of her because she's female. And the one that I had was a woman who told me that I cannot believe you've put a woman on the radio like this. You know that women get their periods and therefore they can't make as much sense as men can, and you've made a massive mistake and you'll lose me as a listener. So you have to understand, we have a very broad range of people who are listening to us. Now, I'm obviously going to ignore that immediately, but I think that once upon a time, a lot of people actually thought, not that specific crazy thought, but a lot of people thought, what does she have to say?
Do you think it's a problem that there aren't any female hosts on 3AW from Monday to Friday?
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's something that over time will be naturally addressed. But I don't know how I'm going to address that if I don't have females saying, I want to do this. But I don't think it's a problem because our audience still are very much happy with what we're providing. And I think I use them as the best gauge of what we're doing. If I felt that there was a massive concern there, then obviously we'd address it. But I'd still find it hard to consider that it's purely a male-female thing. I think I would have to consider that really just someone who's interesting to talk.
There's no one reason why we don't hear more women on air. Prejudice, sexism, the fear that women won't rate, or a broadcaster who isn't ready to cash in her superannuation just yet. People in the industry recognise this as an issue, but no one's ready to do anything about it. Why don't we hear more women on the radio? Because you, the listener, don't think it's a problem, and the industry will ignore it. so long as you do.
Listening to All the Best. I'm Pip Rasmussen. Today's story was produced by Emma Noble for her Journalism Honours Project at Monash University. She was supervised by Associate Professor Mia Lindgren, who's doing her own very interesting research into Australian radio. For more info and more episodes, head to allthebestradio.com. We make the show at FBI in Sydney, 3RRR in Sin in Melbourne, and 4ZZZ in Brisbane. All the Best is broadcast around Australia on the Community Radio Network and is produced with the assistance of the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Well, they try to tell me how to live my life. They tell me what is wrong and right. My papers is what they tell me I need to get tight. When really that shit will burn up in one swift light. Something is back up with this world, world. The more a positive change, not tomorrow but today. Yeah, I will be, yeah, listen to me, I'ma go my own pace. Valuable is what I have to say. Yeah, I will find my own way, and I will be happy and free and free and free and free. I'ma be happy and free, yo, I'ma do it my way. Lexi, yo, they try to tell me that there's only one way, but I see a fork ahead on the highway. They try to play you and play me. I ain't no game, motherfucker, can't be taming. My brother goes one finger in the air, he be firing up. And my sister don't care that you're selling up. They know something is backward with this world. We ain't rolling over, giving you the keys, I ain't giving up, dropping down to my knees.
No way.
It's a new day, think it's time we switch it up. I think it's really up to us. So repeat after me, I'ma do it my way. I'ma make a positive change, not tomorrow but today.